CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Welcome to Wednesday. We had a great night last night at the Jack Jumpers game. Jackie's arrived on the match. It was quite a pleasure to announce the game and do the halftime stuff.
I'm so proud of you. You did such a great job.
What did I do?
What do you mean, what did you do? You did all of it.
All of it.
Yeah, you did all of it. You did such a great job.
It was a lot of fun. It's the first Jackie's game I've ever been to, and I
actually
announced
same.
The game. I've seen it on TV and stuff, watched their games on the telly box, but first game I went to announced.
So, you know, obviously, like, we're on the other side with the microphone and Fishy Boy, Boss Man, and then the crowd, you know, the state, everyone sits on one side of the stadium.
Yeah.
I was talking to some of the players at the end of the game, and they were like, I was like, you know, like, everyone was so loud, and they were like, actually, on this side, you can't really hear. I was like, but have you sat in the crowd, like, ever before? And one of them was sitting in the crowd last night, and he was like, you guys are actually really loud. You just can't hear it. The boys just couldn't hear it in their chairs.
Yeah, so you're talking about, was there a Thunder player in the crowd or something?
Yeah, yeah, right, I get you. And I was like, this makes so much sense because those kids were going off.
It was, like, really loud, though, because it was Jack Jumpers. It was a packed house. So there's not always that many people either, though, as there is at the Jackies game. Like, they couldn't fit in the seats last night.
Yeah.
So
literally, a whole heap of people were upstairs. I was like, it's a full house.
At one point, the Jack Jumpers were ahead by 20, but then at the end, they only won by like 4.
Oh,
it
my
was
God.
So close at the end.
And then I saw a couple people leave early, Adam. I was like, oh, they're trying to get their cars out before the traffic or something. But I was like, what? Don't leave. Anything could still happen.
Yeah, the South East Melbourne Phoenix, they almost scored right at the end too. Luckily, the guy was just out of the court, like out of bounds.
Yeah.
Or that would have been might have been a 3-pointer even. Maybe 2-pointer.
It was so close though. Oh, what a thrilling night.
Yeah. But anyway, history on the way this hour. Who Dat? We're going to play it with Brendan Fraser. He's got a new film coming out soon called The Whale. Talk about that a little bit as well. You know Brendan Fraser at all?
I will if I look it up.
The Mummy.
Yeah.
George of the Jungle.
Yeah. Do love George.
Also, major Sprite news. Got to get to that. This is huge news. This
huge
Sprite news.
Breaking Sprite news.
Yes, the soda. I do mean the soda. Yeah, huge news. But we'll, we'll kick it into gear with the 5-second rule next. We've had a late night. We need to wake up with a 5-second rule. Ed Sheeran playing now. After that 5-second rule, we'll challenge each other to name three things in 5 seconds. CFM morning. Ed Sheeran on CFM, 12 past 6. Later on the show, Bob Marshall will join us to talk about the city of Devonport, Stedford as well. And Coach Katie's going to join us to talk about her group Mind Fluencers. Also for dog news, Mary's going to tell us about the Oz Top Dog Competition. You can enter your pooch in it right now. We'll find out more for dog news. Right now we're doing this.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
Ari and I like to wake up with you each weekday morning by challenging each other to name three things in 5 seconds. So play along listening, see if you're more woke than us. That means left wing.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean awake.
All right, Adam, in 5 seconds, can you name three lemon-flavoured drinks?
Lift, Solo, and Lemon Crush generic brand. So
I claim it.
I refuse to say Sprite Lemon Plus because we haven't talked about that yet. Doesn't exist yet until we talk about it next talk break. Okay?
Okay. Well done.
Ari, I think you might know this because of your penchant for voodoo, not because of science.
Oh.
If that helps.
Okay, I probably now the pressure is on. I won't be able to do it.
In 5 seconds, name three planets.
Oh, yeah. Earth, Mars, Venus.
There you go. No, we've done well this morning. We both walk away winning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
In third place in the women's, Ariel Auckland.
Oh, what?
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM.
This morning, got some major Sprite news. This is not even the first Sprite news of the year. There was already some huge Sprite news this year that they've changed the bottle from green to clear after 60 years. Isn't that massive?
Well, I actually don't like it.
You don't like the new bottle?
No,
you
not really.
You prefer the green?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how you feel about this huge Sprite news, but they've released a new product called Sprite Lemon Plus. It looks like basically Lift, but with caffeine in it. But But the reason I want to bring it up is because, you know, our marketing people, they're supposed to connect with how people think and how they speak. And this Coca-Cola South Pacific marketing director, Kate Miller, when this prono was released, which is basically just Lift with caffeine in it.
Yeah, it literally just looks like Solo.
And actually the design of the can and everything
looks like Solo or Lift.
Yeah, Coca-Cola's brand is Lift. But she says, Sprite has always been clear with its position as a brand that refreshes people. That's a serious business, you see. They're always clear about their position. They're a refreshing brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with the introduction of this latest innovation, Sprite Lemon Plus, we are taking refreshment to the next level.
Regular people don't talk like that.
She continued to say, the new soft drink will help encourage people to think zesty.
How do you think zesty?
Can you imagine a couple of mates walking down the supermarket? One mate says to the other, he spots the brand new Sprite Lemon Plus there in the fridge, and he says to his mate, you know what they've done there, don't you? They've taken refreshment to the next level.
Yeah.
And his mate would be like, what are you talking about? Why are you talking like that?
And he'd be like, I just want to think zesty.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think zesty, brother.
Oh, I think we should get a Sprite Lemon Plus because I want to think zesty today. How do you think zesty?
I don't know. More study needed, I suppose. More study needed. How do you think zesty? If you know, 1-300-655-922. Do you think they've taken refreshment to the next level? They claim to have.
I can't deal with that.
You know what they've done there, mate, don't you? They've taken refreshment to the next level. They're genius. Today in history coming up very soon. Also, we're going to play Who Dat with Brendan Fraser. You got to spot his voice from the audio lineup of three. From The Mummy, from George of the Jungle. Haven't seen him in much for a while, but he's back apparently with a new film called The Whale. It recently premiered at the Venice Film Festival.
Actor Brendan Fraser is known for his roles in The Mummy and George of the Jungle. He took a little break, though, from the big screen. But according to film critics, his return is one that won't soon be forgotten. Take a look. Gotta feel good, right? In case you missed it, he has been through a lot in the past decade, so receiving a 6-minute standing ovation for his acting in The Whale has to feel fantastic. And you can see it here as he gets pretty emotional there. In the film, he portrays a 600-pound man trying to reconnect with his teenage daughter.
There we go. So he's back in The Whale. What do you think of the sound of that film?
I'd probably watch it.
Standing ovation. Everyone's glad to see him back. He's been through some tough times. And this, an incredibly obese man tells his tale of trying to reconnect with his daughter. So it sounds like a tear-jerking film or something.
Yeah, sounds like definitely a movie I'd watch.
So keep an eye out for The Whale. It'll be coming soon. And we'll play Who Dat soon with Brendan Fraser's voice.
Listen anywhere, anytime.
That's Taylor Swift. And I advise you, watch out for that tree.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat?
I can't tell the difference.
And you're watching out for that tree because today's Who Dat celebrity is Brendan Fraser. Okay, if you would like to be in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment and a Thai Imperial food feast to the value of $50, you need to let us know, is Brendan Fraser clip A, B or C? By doing so, just pick up your phone and dial 1-300-655-922.
All right, is he A?
Try and do it with your head in sort of a less jarring position.
Is he B?
Nah, I've been busy. I don't turn on the TV that much, tell you the truth.
Is he C?
I mean, I'd say I'm an emotional chameleon.
A, B or C, which one is Brendan Fraser, a.k.a. George himself, in that jungle? And The Mummy. He was also in Scrubs, I think, a little bit. And a lot of other 90s films. Hasn't been in anything since then until really now when he's in The Whale, which is supposed to be great. I'm quite excited to see that.
So am I, to be honest.
Is he A?
Try and do it with your head in sort of a less jarring position.
Is he B?
Nah, I've been busy. I don't turn on the TV that much, tell you the truth.
Is he C?
I mean, I'd say I'm an emotional chameleon.
A, B, or C, which is he? 1-300-655-922 to play Who Dat.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat?
Who Dat? Who Dat? I can't tell the difference.
Steve from La Trobe on now to play Who Dat. We'll run the three clips for you, Steve. You tell us which of the three is Brendan Fraser. Is he A?
Try and do it with your head in sort of a less jarring position.
Is he B?
Nah, I've been busy. I don't turn on the TV that much, tell you the truth.
Is he C?
I mean, I'd say I'm an emotional chameleon.
Which is he, Steve?
Hi.
Try and do it with your head in sort of a less jarring position.
Steve, you sounded very confident. Are you confident?
Yep.
You should be. That is him.
Go.
Well done, Steve. You're in the draw for that Thai Imperial food feast to the value of $50 and the Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment, the $150 voucher.
That works.
Congratulations, Steve.
Clip B was Mel Gibson and clip C was Robert Downey Jr. You'll have another chance to win just after 7:30 this morning with Word Sanger. Stay there, Steve. We'll tell you details.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
All right, today, the 7th of September, let's have a look. Why not? We'll have a look. It's usually what we do at this time.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's look into it.
You ever heard of the nickname Uncle Sam? Mm. You've never? I'm shocked.
Are you?
you never seen the posters, Uncle Sam Needs You, with the guy with the hat?
Oh, yeah, the real big hat.
Yeah, it's a big hat. Yeah. It's got stars and stripes.
Yeah.
It says Uncle Sam. You did miss the Uncle Sam bit?
No, I just looked at the picture.
Okay.
Typical.
The nickname Uncle Sam was first used on this day in 1813. It was first used as a symbolic reference to the USA on this day. The name came from Samuel Wilson, who was a meat packer from New York, who supplied barrels of beef to the US Army during the War of 1812. The barrels were stamped with US for United States, but soldiers began referring to the grub as Uncle Sam's.
Oh.
And a newspaper picked up on the story and it spread far and wide as a nickname for the US government.
It's actually real cool.
Yeah, I know. On this day, 1936, the very last Tasmanian tiger died down in Hobart Zoo.
This was taken in the Hobart Zoo and could possibly be our last look at the thylacine.
You ever seen footage of a thylacine?
Yeah, like really old.
That old footage, That's the last one in Hobart Zoo. That's the one that died. Mm. That famous footage of one wandering around.
Isn't Chris Hemsworth trying to bring him back?
Yes. Chris and a big group. The same group that's trying to bring back the woolly mammoth are working on it. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, it might be another video.
And on this day in 2013, Tony Abbott was elected Australian Prime Minister.
The most compassionate thing you can do is stop the boats.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Coming up this hour, we're going to talk to Bob Marshall about the Devonport of Stedford. Later on as well, we're going to talk to Coach Katie, potentially about getting hypnotised in the future. Word Sanger's on the way as well. Your chance to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plans. So stand by for that one. Dog news today. I noticed, by the way, Martin stole dog news.
Yeah.
Not my dog news, but just the idea of dog news. He stole in the local news there.
He is stealing your content ads.
It's because it's good.
Tell him off.
It's because it's good. That's why people steal it. The highest form of flattery, they say. And before we get to what our talk topic is, you want to mention your devastating news?
Oh, my God. I literally have just got a message. Oh, my God. Justin Bieber has cancelled his remaining tour dates. He's making his health a priority right now, which, I mean, is completely understandable. I am a little bit shattered that I'm not going to see JB live. Also, I get it.
What happened to his health?
So,
didn't
Justin
something
Bieber,
happen to his voice?
He was diagnosed with Ramsay-Hunt syndrome in June.
Yeah.
And he'd recently picked up his tour back up after postponing several dates. But, yeah, he just can't do the rest of it. So.
Yeah, right.
Yes. It's a bit sad.
Well, something else that may be sad, it's sort of up to you. We want to know what the community thinks of this. The Devonport Ferry, the one that goes between...
The Spirit of Devonport.
Yeah, that one has shut down this month. Just wondering, what are your thoughts? Did you use it? Do you think they should keep it? If you didn't use it, why? Maybe
I think it should be free. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
I definitely think it should be free and it should go across and back. All time.
Yeah, well, apparently it's going to cost them a lot of money to restore it or something. So how can they make it free if they need the money to restore it?
I don't know. Get some funds from somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know the logistics. I just think how great for the community if it could be free. Because, you know, if you want to go from East Devonport to Devonport... and you don't drive, and I mean, there's not a lot of taxis around town, you'd have to walk all the way over the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fair hike.
Mm-hmm.
And with, like, Living City and the new hotel, how amazing when people come and stay in Devonport in the new hotel that they could just catch the spirit of Devonport across to East Devonport.
Mm.
And that's a beautiful walk on the other side, and there's some wonderful shops in East Devonport.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, yeah.
Well, apparently,
they need to work something out.
It is at the end of its life. It's losing money, and it costs $250,000 to replace it. So they've got to get that $250,000 from somewhere.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? 1-300-655-922, or you can pop an opinion up on the Facebook pages, CFM Burnie, CFM Devonport. What are your thoughts on the spirit of Devonport being shut down this month?
The only streaming app you need.
Just a heads up, we've had a message in from Tina who said we should let people know there's cows out across the cemetery at Sprayton, according to Tina.
I love living rural.
Do you?
Who's let their cows out?
Who let the cows out, indeed.
Moo.
Yeah, it's a good song. I remember it well. Today we want to know what you think about the Devonport Ferry shutting down, the spirit of Devonport. Robin said, yes, we should keep it. It's a little icon. People like seeing going across the river, so even just to look at it back and forth is
it
nice.
It is nice. Jason has said, does anyone even still use it? If so, yes. It's about, of you know, it's been about for Devonport for 150 years, like, might as well keep it.
Mm.
But that's a valid point. Does anyone use it? I personally have never been on it. Have you been on it?
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, we
maybe people like to watch it, but do people use it? Because if they don't use it, they're not going to keep it, are they?
Yeah. So who's actually been on the ferry?
Like, even if it's free, they won't keep doing it if no one's on board.
Yeah.
Dean said, yes, they should keep it. And in all honesty, they've started that bridge in the hotel that goes out into the water a little bit. Why can't they just connect that all the way over to East Devonport and have it open and shut when the boats come and go? Get a big bridge across.
That might cost a bit more.
Yeah. Could do. Although $250,000 to fix the boat. I don't know how much it costs for a big bridge.
I've never built a bridge.
Nicole's also said, why is it stopping? Is it being used? So I suppose it all really depends. Is it being used?
So call us. Have you ever been on the Spirit of Devonport?
Yeah.
The little ferry that goes across the river, not the actual the spirit of Tasmania.
Yeah.
But have you ever been on it? 1-300-655-922.
And Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Devonport's hit music station,
107.7 CFM.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Talking about the Devonport Ferry, the spirit of Devonport, Marie's written in, absolutely, they should keep it, especially for us living in East Devonport.
Mm.
There's quite a few people that use it. Also, a lot of carers take clients on for something fun and easy to do. And she knows a few teenagers that use it every day to get to school as well.
That's a valid point too.
And she said, Mercy Link has informed a few of us that they will not be forced by public again. They say it's not economical to keep the boat running as not enough people use the boat, and the boat is already up for tender, but it isn't enough to just have a cool iconic thing in our town. That's Marie. Thanks, Marie, for your thoughts there. And some good points. Tell you what, next up, dog news. We've got a dog interview with Mary about Oz Top Dog competition next. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, dog news. Joining us is Mary Savova from People to People to tell us about the Oz Top Dog competition. It's back this year. It's its second year, Mary. It must have gone well last year for it to be back.
Yes, we had lots of interest last year, lots of dogs entering the competition. And, yeah, we thought, who doesn't want to see more cute dogs all over their socials? So we thought it's a great campaign, promotes mental health. So we thought we'd get it back out there and see how we go.
I absolutely love that. I love scrolling through my feed and just having it broken up with cute puppy pictures. We've also got a station dog here named Remy. One of the team here brings her little puppy in quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, to work.
Yeah. So, and it really does make you feel better.
I reckon there's a category in it for her. Would there be, Mary?
Oh, yes, there's definitely a category. So we've got one of the categories that we're looking at this year is top dog with a job. So there you go. You could have a radio host dog
there you go.
I love into that the so competition. Much.
Put some little headphones on in the picture and stuff.
Wouldn't
bam,
that
microphone.
Be cool.
I love that.
So people can enter right now?
Yes, definitely. So the website is oztopdog.com.au and it'll take you straight through to the Enter Now page, and there are a couple of categories there that you'll be able to enter your dogs for, which is pretty cool.
Amazing. So what were the three categories?
So we've got Oz Top Dog and Top Home Office Dog. We've got Top Office Dog and Top Dog with a Job. So that can be anything from, you know, those dogs that are support workers, so go into clinics and help people with mental health issues. It could be a tradie dog, so you might take your dog with you to work on site every day, or it could be, you know, a nice little placid office dog that comes in to work with you every day. And obviously, you know, there's still a lot of people working from home at the moment, so they've made a massive change in our lives over COVID and the lockdown. So those dogs are just as important as the ones with jobs. So, yeah, many categories that you can enter in.
I don't know if you know this, but in Ulverston here on the coast, there are a lot of office dogs.
Is that right?
When we were collecting coins for kids' tins, I think I saw about 3, 4, maybe even 5 different businesses that had their dogs just walking around. So we need to make sure that those dogs are entered.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of contenders then.
Yeah, I just love it. I love it so much. They just bring so much joy.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, there's some people that don't have the space to have a dog themselves at home. So to be able to come into work and know you've got a little dog that you can pat and cuddle, or, you know, we all have bad times in the office. You might take a bad call, or you might just be having an off day, and to know that you've got a little companion there that can just brighten up your mood is definitely nice.
Yeah, how good are they?
Beautiful.
So it's as simple as just going to the website, filling some details out, and you need a photo. Is that about it?
Yeah, pretty much. You can pop in a short description of what your dog does, if it is a dog with a job. But, yeah, definitely try to be as creative as possible. Get some nice little bow in their hair, or, you know, their best collar. Or
I think if they're a tradie, a little high-vis vest, maybe.
Wouldn't that
a little helmet, little helmet hard hat thing.
Wouldn't that be so cute? And the winning dog, so when are the times, when are the cut-off times to enter and nominate and vote? And then also, is there a prize?
Yes. So the awards and prizes, so you'll be able to see all the information in a bit more detail on the website, but pretty much, so the Top Dog Trophy is a $1,000 pet stock voucher.
Nice.
Yeah, which is awesome. So you'll be able to be in the draw for that. In terms of cutoff date, I'm pretty sure it's the 18th of September.
Mm-hmm.
So you've still got a couple of weeks to get in and enter, and I think I might be wrong, but I know last year we did it, and I think it's the same this year. When you enter, you do automatically get a pet dog voucher as well. So you get a little treat for putting your pooch into the draw.
Oh, how beautiful. I love that.
Fantastic.
I'm such a dog girl.
People love to spoil their pooch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the poor little schnoopies.
Mary Savova from People to People telling us about the Oz Top Dog competition. You can find more at oztopdog.com.au. Thanks very much, Mary.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. This is where Theo gives you 2 words. Do you know the word that goes in the middle of the sanger? If you do, give us a ring a ding ding on 1300 655 922. If you get that word right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Your words for today are bumble and witched.
Bumble and witched. Bumble something, something witched. 1300 655 922. Not much comes after bumble, not much comes before witched, really. It's only one word it could be. Do you know what it is? I think they
wonder
do.
Wonder what it is.
The phones are starting to smoke. There's so many people calling right now. 1300 655 922. What's the word that comes between bumble and witched?
Word Sanger.
Something.
Rob from Burnie on the line to play Word Sanger. All right, Rob, we'll give you the clue again. You tell us what word goes in the middle.
Your words for today are bumble and witched.
What do you think, Rob?
It'll have to be B, I reckon, isn't it?
The word for my sanger is B. Bumblebee. Bewitched.
It'd have to be.
I don't know how you got that.
Yeah, I had to think about it, Murray. it's been a while, so I thought I'd better have a go.
Yeah,
well done, Rob. Congratulations. You are in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend in Niche Plants in Shearwater. Hang there, I'll grab your details.
Thanks, guys.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Bob Marshall's on the phone with us to tell us about the city of Devonport as Stedford. Morning, Bob.
Good morning, Adam. Morning, listeners.
Good morning. So can you tell us a bit about what's happening tonight with the city of Devonport as Stedford?
Let me start with this morning first. We've got the littlest this morning and afternoon from 8 to 12 and 14. Dancing all the genres that you'd want, song and dance, ballet and classical and everything else. Tonight, what we've got tonight, 12 years and under jazz, 14 years and under tap. That's one of the things I like the tap dancing.
Yeah, the tap's beautiful.
Yeah, tap duo solos, jazz solos, all about the 14, 16-year-olds tonight. Yeah. A very good program.
Yeah, so where's it all happening and how can we come along?
That's going on at the theatre there, and the admission charge is $10 and $5 for over 14, I think it is, yeah.
Yep, and what else is coming up?
Well, we've got dance all throughout the week. We've got to go increasing in the ages throughout the week. I was just looking through the program, you know, and it's amazing that we've got people from Hobart, Beauty Point, Launceston, Georgetown, each from Georgetown, Hagley, everywhere.
And that's amazing.
They come to our Festival of Dance, which is absolutely marvellous. And actually, they come every single year. We see the same parents sort of going through their age groups, coming and bringing their kids to our dance festival, which is brilliant.
That's wonderful. So this week it's all about dance, and next week speech and drama.
Next week is speech and drama, and that's a little bit down this year because I don't know what it is, whether the teachers, you know, with COVID, haven't had the opportunity or the time to get their programs together and such. So hopefully it'll improve next year. We find that most of the people that are coming to speech and drama are coming from private tuition.
Okay.
And then after that we've got the music. That includes everything.
Yeah, wonderful.
How cool. So that's good for people to know. Start working on your speech and drama now for next year's Stedford, because
exactly.
It's a hole in it.
Yeah, good.
So we can find out more information at devonportestedford.org.au. Bob Marshall, thanks for telling us about it, and we'll catch up again.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Yes, morning, Ari. Morning, all. This morning we've been talking about the little ferry in Devonport, the Spirit of Devonport. It's no longer operating. Should they keep it? Damo has said, yes, it should stay, and the next money in the budget should be spent in attracting people to stay in Devonport. Worst thing is they get off the boat and they go straight to the highway, to Lonnie or Hobart. We need them to spend money here first. The ferry could be part of that. Fancy new hotel could subsidise it and offer tickets to their patrons. I'm sure many staying in the hotel would like to check out the other side of the river. Currently a long walk, and a few people have made the point that the taxi game on the northwest coast isn't the greatest.
Not the greatest,
and we don't have Ubers either, so any form of transport is helpful.
We definitely need more of it. Julie has also gone on to say that when the Spirit comes into East Devonport early in the morning, there are actually no buses running to collect any passengers who have arrived on foot. And again, taxi service, not a lot going on there. So wouldn't it be great to have that option as well, going super early in the morning?
Yeah, exactly.
To bring them over to the hotel.
So you can share your thoughts, CFM Devonport, CFM Bernie on Facebook. Our phone number also is 1-300-655-922. Coming up this hour, life coach Katie will join us, talk about hypnotism. Also, Chorus Kings. Ring and sing for your chance to win. Birthday book on the way if you know someone having a birthday today. Get it shouted out by registering it on the website. Next up, the street team. Renna.
Caden is going to be at Action Auto Glass, and Renna's out at the Nut Bake in Shearwater.
Love, love, love.
That love, love, love call must mean we're going to hit the streets.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast's best free stuff. They see me rolling. It's the CFM street team.
Love, love, love.
I can hear her.
You can see Renna rolling out and about in Shearwater at the front of Nut Bank. Good morning, Renna.
Good morning, love, love, love. It's a nice, sunny day today here at Shearwater, but I'm a little bit cold, so I'm hiding inside the cruiser with my hand warmer.
Nice.
Good on you, Renna.
Yeah, guys, if you want to eat healthy and live healthy, I am here today at the Nut Bank. But if you want to live healthy and eat healthy without costing the earth, get your whole foods for a whole lot less here at the Nut Bank. Quality, affordable, healthy, nuts, seeds, dried fruit, name it. Visit the Nut Bank in store or head online to arrange, click and collect or delivery statewide. It's the Nut Bank at Shearwater, the bank that makes you feel good about yourself. Come and see me here today. I'll be here until 8:30. I've got freebies. Love, love, love.
Love, love, love to you.
She's got free stuff. Alrighty, Caden is out and about. Action Auto Glass. Good morning, K-Dog.
Morning, guys. Wyvenhoe.
Hey, he's done it.
Oh,
hey, he's got
I'm
the
so
age.
Proud. I am so proud of you.
You got a prize for him, eh?
You win our love and affection. Well done, Caden. He's got his ages.
Happy hump day this morning. I'm out here in Wyvenhoe on the corner of Pearl Street. Now, I'm at the front of Action Auto Glass with their new showroom now open. On board the cruiser this morning, of course, we've got the CFM show bags. We've got your Crips Williams wraps. Plus, I've got some dash cams up for grabs thanks to the team here at Action Auto Glass this morning as well. So the first couple of people to me to say the words Action Auto Glass or name the business, we'll score those ones, plus a whole heap of other goodies. So come and see me this morning, including Sunny. So thanks to the team here at Action Auto Glass in the cruiser this week with the new showroom now open here in Wyvenhoe. So come and see me this morning. It's a CFM cruiser powered by Harvey Norman Burnie Electrical, the king of big screen TVs.
Got some great
thanks,
free stuff out
K-Dog.
There.
K-Dog. Bless.
All right, we got the birthday book up next.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Time to shout out some birthdays. Firstly, Ray, you've got one.
Hey, Liv. Happy birthday. Finally a teen. Can't wait to celebrate with you. We love you lots.
And that's from Ray?
Yeah, Mum, Dad, Charlotte, Libby and Isla.
Fantastic. Oh, happy birthday, Liv.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. Have a good one. The rest of these were submitted through the website cfmtaz.com.au, so they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport, Marquee, Photo Booth, lots more, but you can't get there by ferry.
I was just about
to say
late. That.
Sorry, you missed out.
A huge happy birthday to Co from Devonport. Happy 10th birthday, little man. Love you to the moon and back. Love, Mum.
Oakland from Wynyard. Happy 6th birthday, Oakland. We hope you have a lovely day at school with all your friends. Love, Daddy and Mummy.
Chris from Myandetta. Happy 18th birthday, Chris. Hope you have a wonderful day. Wonderful day, boy. Love from Mum, Joey, Josh and D'Amica.
Grace Mundy from Latrobe. Happy birthday to Grace Mundy from Myandetta Primary. Have the best day. We are so proud of you. Love from Dad, Ruby and Cruz.
Robin from Wynyard, happy birthday, Graham. We hope you have an amazing day and know how much you are loved by all 12 of your grandbabies. Happy birthday to the most amazing woman who gave us life. We hope you have a truly wonderful birthday, even if you ignore the number. Love your amazing daughters and their husbands.
Olivia Walker from Burnie. Olivia, your 13th birthday is finally here. We hope your day is super special, just like you. You bring us so much joy and laughter, and we love you very much. Love from Mum, Dad, Charlotte, Isla and Pop. Nanny is super proud of you, and we'll be with you today in all that you do. Have a wonderful day. We cannot wait to celebrate with you tonight. Finally 13. Happy birthday, beautiful girl.
And another happy birthday to Grace from Myandetta Primary. Happy birthday to our cousin Grace. Have fun at school. Love from Jar, Violet, Dawson and Nyla.
Still to come on the show, life coach Katie talking about hypnotising us potentially on Friday, and Chorus King's on the way as well, so warm your voice up. CFM's Best of the Best is running all this week, but only for this week.
Only for this week. It's a short one this year. Today we're on the hunt for the Best of the Best breakfast or brunch across the Northwest Coast. Where do you think has the best breakfast or brunch? Vote right now. CFMTAS.com.au. Just by voting, you will be in the draw to win $100 cash, not a. $100 cash could be yours.
A $100 cash note. When do we have the results? Do we know?
We're going to have all the winners this coming Monday at 6 a.m. The voting closes. So, yeah, by the end of the show on Monday, we'll have a list of all the winners.
We'll have our answers because I want to know the answers.
And then we can go on a little bit of a road trip, I reckon.
Have a look at all of them, yeah.
Because I'd like to go to the best brunch place on the coast.
Uh-huh.
I love breakfast brunch.
It's good stuff.
I prefer it over going out for dinner.
Yeah, well, dinner's too late for us now these days.
Yeah, true.
Breakfast, brunch. Brunch for us is dinner.
Is perfect timing.
CFMTAS.com.au. Vote for who you think has the best breakfast or brunch on the Northwest Coast.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
It is time for you to sing it for your chance to become a Chorus King for this week, to be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. They are indeed local, just like us. Pretty much, we play a little snippet of a chorus, and if you know the words that come afterwards, give us a ring. 1-300-655-922.
I don't know what it is that makes me feel like this.
Need the next bit? 1-300-655-922. We will go get.
I don't know what it is that makes me feel like this.
Someone sing it, please.
That's what we need. 1-300-655-922. Pretty easy. You can do it. We'll go get. That makes me feel like this.
Stop,
and then what happens?
Stop. I'm gonna
next
sing
bit
it.
Of the song, please. 1-300-655-922.
Take it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Blake from Burnie on with us this morning to play Chorus Kings. Blake, how you feeling? You ready to go? You nervous? You excited?
Mate, I'm an absolute machine at singing, so I've got this in the bag, I reckon.
Blake, I love it.
Blake,
I love the confidence.
I am revved up.
All right, Blake, we'll play the line and you just take it from there, brother. You ready to go?
No, I'm ready, mate.
We believe in you.
I don't know what it is that makes me feel like this.
Go, Blake!
I don't know who you are, but you must be some kind of superstar.
Oh, Blake, I wish we could instantly give him the win.
Did I pass or what?
You passed.
Oh, my God, I could cry. That was so amazing.
Put a star next to his name when we pop him in the draw.
Oh, I've actually got tears in my eyes. That was so good.
No, that was fantastic, Blake.
Oh, my God, that was
all right,
so
stay
good.
There. We'll compose ourselves and we'll grab your phone number so we can pop you in the draw for that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher, all right?
No worries. On a Powerball.
Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast on the phone with us. Katie Walker. Ari, I think you should introduce her because you sort of work with her and you know her.
I do. Oh, my God, my beautiful friend Katie, founder and coach at We Are Mindfluencers, who's also from the Northwest Coast, is joining us this morning. Hello, darling.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here.
All right, first of all, for those who don't know what you've been up to but, you know of you, what exactly do you do in a nutshell?
Oh, gosh, in a nutshell. Okay, so essentially I'm a life coach. So I have my master qualifications in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, and also my master qualifications in hypnosis. So I utilize these two modalities to help essentially take people from a place of feeling like they've got a bit of internal conflict or a bit of internal chaos to a place of certainty and confidence.
I absolutely love that so much. And On that note of hypnotherapy, Adam and I have asked you to take us through that this coming Friday. What can we expect from being hypnotized?
Oof, I love this so much, and I'm so excited to take you guys through this. So what you can expect from hypnosis is to feel a really deep state of relaxation. So you don't expect to feel hypnotized, and really when you are in a trance or in that trance-like state, it is that really deep level of relaxation. So we're quieting down your conscious mind and really dropping into your unconscious.
Yeah, right. And this, we're going to do this over Zoom, so this can work over Zoom?
Yes, absolutely. Yep, I'm really excited to do it over Zoom. It's something that I utilize with my clients specifically for mainly for stress, anxiety, and to help with sleep. However, we'll tie in a bit of comedy for you guys, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously.
Yeah, I don't want to stress, like less stress. We want to be relaxed, you know, ready for sleep, like a relaxation weekend. But then I just would really love it if we like had to like bark like a dog or something.
When I asked you what you wanted and you said just Mason bark, I'm like, that's so hilarious.
Yeah.
So how hypnosis works then is, like I said, it puts you into that deep state of relaxation. However, you are in total control. And I feel like this is a misconception with hypnosis. So you're in total control in the sense of if you're in a state of trance and I'm to ask you to stand up, if you feel okay and safe to do that, then you'd stand up just like you would now not being in a state of trance. Mm-hmm. However, if I was to tell you to go and rob a bank, you're not going to do that. And it's exactly the same when you're in trance. So you only will accept the suggestions that are given that are consistent with your own internal values and beliefs.
Right. And this can work on anyone?
Yes, it can. It can. So the thing with hypnosis is it's an active sense of surrender almost. So it won't work on people that are, I guess, resistant to it in the term of, oh, well, this won't work on me. Like, it absolutely won't, because it's the active sense of accepting the suggestion. So it's a choice.
Okay, and how does someone learn how to hypnotize others?
You learn it. You actually learn it in trance. So When I went away and did my qualifications in hypnotherapy, you go into a state of trance yourself. So, and that's the best way, I believe, to learn is to learn through the act of doing. So I was put through multiple different trance states myself and then put other people through multiple different trance states. And the more that you trance, the easier you'll go into a trance. And it's through the use of specific language, specific pace of how you're speaking and the tonality of your voice that encourages somebody to drop into that state.
How interesting. How fascinating.
I am so woo-woo and I'm all here for it. I'm looking at Adam like, oh.
Like, oh, what?
How do you
feel?
We're
going to have fun.
I'm interested. I'm curious. I'm open-minded. I'm excited to give it a go, see what happens. Yeah.
So we're going to be feeling, I guess, yeah, we want to feel that relaxation, less stress, less anxious. So how do you think our weekend then will go after being hypnotized on Friday?
You will have the most incredible sleep Friday night. I think that's like one of the biggest things that I recognise for that ongoing effect, particularly when we're doing hypnosis for fun, right? So people may have heard of hypnosis in the sense of hypno for quit smoking, and things like that, and to reduce anxiety and like the things I mentioned earlier. And for things like that, that's across multiple sessions. So for a session like what we're going to do, and we'll see how you guys go and if you want more of it. However, yeah, it's going to be that more state of relaxation. We'll put a bit of comedy in there for sure. Mm-hmm. But you will definitely notice that ease to fall asleep Friday night. And if you have any way to track your sleep, I know like the Apple Watch tracks sleep and multiple apps, you'll see that it'll be easier for you to fall into that deeper state of sleep.
Okay, so we need to track our sleep tonight, tomorrow night.
So you'll find the difference.
Yeah.
What about, because it's the weekend, can you hypnotise us into a trance to not get like a hangover?
Never say never, but I'm going to say probably not.
Yeah. The grand final is happening this weekend, so might be handy.
Because, like, give me a call on Sunday, maybe I can pull you back to a normal.
And I assume you're talking about the NWFL grand final.
Yeah,
sure.
The local one.
Yeah. Just to clarify. Well, it's going to be very interesting. And, yeah, obviously we'll report back after Friday to people listening and see how we went and everything as well. So it's a bit of a, it's like a, an arc.
Yeah, we'll see how we go. I'm literally so excited. Awesome. Thank you so much, Katie. How can everyone get in touch with you or find out more about what you do and what you offer?
The easiest way to do that would be through Instagram or through Facebook. You can find me, Katie Walker, C-A-I-T-Y. And, yeah, slide into my DM, send me a message, and we can start a conversation.
Slide on in.
Katie, you legend. Thank you so much.
I'll see you guys on Friday.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Wednesday morning. Adam and Ari are here for it.
What a magical day, Adam. I still cannot get over our chorus king for today. Oh, my God.
Well, if you did miss it, we had Blake on from Burnie this morning for Chorus Kings. Blake from Burnie on with us this morning to play Chorus Kings. Blake,
as I said,
how are you feeling? You ready to go? You nervous? You excited?
Hi. I'm an absolute machine at singing, so I've got this in the bag, I reckon.
Blake, oh, I love
God, Blake,
it.
I'm
I love the
up.
Confidence.
I am revved up.
All right, Blake, we'll play the line and you just take it from there, brother. You ready to go?
No, I'm ready, Mike.
We believe in you. I don't know what it is that makes me feel like this. Blake.
I don't know who you are, but you must be some kind of superstar.
One of our favourite, if not our favourite, chorus kings of all time. I feel like we created the whole feature just for Blake. That's
Blake,
who we were waiting for.
Why have you waited so long to call?
Where have you been our whole lives? But I had to, during the news there, I had to put it to the actual music, hear it in all its glory properly. So here it is, Blake, with the actual music. What a legend. I prefer that version. We're going to get to Snow Patrol, Lizzo, and Topping in a sec, but one more time with Blake.
I don't know what it is that makes me feel like this. I don't know who you are, but you must be some kind of superstar.
Awesome, Blake.
I want to hear him sing the whole
yeah,
song.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Blake,
call Black.
Call
We want the whole with the whole song, the whole take from you. In the meantime, here's Topic Breaking Me, CFM. Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Tonight we've got to attend our training session for the Burnie 10.
This week is week 5 of training for Burnie 10. Do you feel fitter?
Well, yeah, I definitely feel a little fitter. And you, I know you were getting results there at the fun runs. At number 3rd for women, that's still incredible.
They've actually put the photo up on their website for the Night Light Glow Run, and there's me on the podium in 3rd place.
Yeah, looking out of place.
Happiest 3rd place winner ever.
Looking confused.
Yeah, looking so confused, shocked, but extremely ecstatic that I came 3rd. Anyway, obviously that was a lie.
Yeah, if you missed it, she ran 4Ks but registered for 8, so the system thought that she'd run very fast in 8Ks.
I thought it wouldn't, my bad. I thought it would register that I didn't cross the marker a couple times, but I think they were having some tech issues.
So. It seems that way.
Anyway, so you are feeling fitter because, like, last week on training, I just thought with running training, you just go run. But one of the trainers was running with me the entire time. She's like, actually, no, you need to slow down in these 200-meter sprints because you're using all your energy in the beginning and you can't run then to the end.
Yeah, so it's classic Ari. It's burn all at once and then burn out and don't be sustainable. That's classic you. Of course you run like that.
So I'm learning, and my last sprint, 200-meter sprint, was one of my quickest.
Mm.
So that was cool.
Because you slowed down and, the distance. Yeah. It's about the distance.
So running is it's great for life training too.
Exactly. I've been trying to teach you this all year.
Yeah, I know.
You only listen to the runners.
I am excited. I am excited for tonight. It should be fun. Have you done any other training outside our Wednesday sessions?
I wasn't for a while because of those blisters. But the blisters are gone, so I'm going to hit the gym again. Well, they're not like they were. They're not like deep wounds in my feet anymore where I'm limping around. And so, there's no real excuse anymore to not amp up the treadmill as well during the week.
And I think that's a good time frame too. Like we're training for the Burnie 10, we're week 5, halfway through. Now it's time to really amp it up.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, winning.
Yeah, but again, go the distance. Don't make it. Don't go too hard, or you injure yourself, or hurt your feet, or you know, and you won't be able to do the 10 at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Adam, I'll listen this time.
Up next, me with Workday Hits. See ya, Ari. I'm staying here.
Yeah, okay. Bye, Adam.